That's why I mentioned, because the Rush mentions the Hetev Kat, the Kat is Simon. That kind of Kavona. The Rush is different. So the Rush, Rashman, the Rush. Going to throw the Saki into Mantana, zero in the means of right, zero from the Kabur, Seer Ali Shiva, the youngest one in the Shiva. Believe me, that's my zero, the small youngest one from the Kabur. Believe me, the Osho Zira by Yanikwa the Minkai. Osho Zira was called. He was from the Kabur, should be from the members of the Yeshiva. Okay, so I mean, the question, who said it? So who taught him what? Mishnah Rabba, both who Amar Midai told Shalach and Krav Nasim. So he learned the Halacha when he was very tired, and also he said the Halacha like Krav Nasim. The Kula Shishra from him. So the first Mishnah said, oh, he said that they shafted, and then the first Mishnah said,
they can't have Kavana.
They can't have Kavana. They can't have Kavana.
Yet their Shita was good.
So he said, they can't have no Kavana. So he made it, they can't want it, so it's good.
So what's the Kavana?
So not necessarily to throw it into the wall, to stick it into the wall. Why is Rabbi necessary for Rabbi to go to be Madaik, you know, from this Mishnah, Ulamemar, for people who is Ksher, if he threw it himself, it's okay, but Ashmarina, to tell us, this Sassam of Tanaka of Nasim, this time Mishnah, according to Rabbi Nasim, Ashmarina and Rabbi Kodazim, the Sassam Lan, Tanaka of Nasim, Rabbi Nasim mentioned already, so why in a second? So quickly, the Rabbi Ashmarina, but Tarvayu, said to tell both of us. Because it's a Kiddush in both cases. Abu Hakud, so in the first case, it was from a Bishnah, and he had Kavanah for Shkita. Here, it was a Bendas. First, it was not a Bendas, but he had Kavanah for Shkita. Here, it was from a Bendas, but he didn't have Kavanah for Shkita. So it's two Kiddush. So it's under the Rabbi Lashmi, and the Tavai, Abu Hakud, Lo Mechav, and Afilu Lachatik, Lo Biyam.
Who she does that, Afilu Lachatik, Lo Biyam?
The Rush mentions, we should see the Rush.
So he had the kavanah of the hatika, so that's what the Rosh requires, but the Rosh says...
The Rosh requires to cut the simonim, the hatika simonim, the Rosh mentioned.
But who said that? You said the Rosh requires that.
No, the Rosh says the makos, the Rosh, the Rosh, for whether removal of the force of that which withholds, the Rosh Kwakomaneach, whether that's... whether it's okay. Or you say maybe it's considered like Ramos, it's considered Maisa Biyadayim, it's considered like he did it. Like it has application, let's say Gabi Yeshu Mishum Ketchov or Zikim and other Indian name, but does not apply to Shkita. So Shkita is special because it's a Kosa that has to come in Koach Gaber. Zavakta and Pride has to be from a Koach Gaber. So in other words, it's not good enough if it's just, the act is attributed to him. It's considered like he did it. So what difference does it make if it's done out of the grammar of it?
So how can a Mishnah teach its kosher?
So what? How can the Mishnah say that he pivot it's good? So that's the
kind
of Kosher. Don't make Kosher Kavana. So he has, so in other words, it's only according to Rav Nosson, but according to Kachamim, it won't be good.
So Rav Nosson would say Hasoras Das is considered Kachamim.
Could be, possibly. The question would be, what would the subscribe to Rav Nosson? Why is it good? I walk the love of Kavan. I feel like Katik. The Amr here doesn't even have Kavan for a Katik at all. He loved Ashmin and Rava. So lo, having that Daikon Ramin. We weren't even Daikon from this Mishnah. How people who is Ksheir of Gafil he people who. So having Amin the Tzula. So we say it would be possible. Why? Because he didn't have Kavan for the Katik. He only Kavan brought into the wall. He goofed these three Ashmin. So that itself has to be. It's a Chiddush. It has to be. We have to learn that. The Ashmin and Mashatos of Vech after Ofel. The Bina Shkita. The Ben Arden that you have to have this Shkita from a Ben Arden for a Ben Das, in other words, not just Kedush Rav Kotten, then it's no good. So since it doesn't go under the it doesn't say it's only not law, but say it would be Philips or Mashmoros is according to that, if it did throw the sacking, or he threw the sacking, he threw it, or
pushed it off the table.
So then it would be good. That's the mashmos, the implication from the Mishnah.
Because there still would be Kork Avra.
As long as there's Kork Avra, so then it's okay. But how do I require Amr Rava Kodazim? The Rava said it one time before. Well, go Kork Tanino Kodazim. He didn't say we learned this another time. What Rava said it. Not that we learned it. Why? Why did we totally all on Rava? We assume the mashmos Lo tani behedra kipila. The Mishnah doesn't say behedra, doesn't say that. It doesn't. It's only on the base of a deal that no. The implication is that if he threw it, maybe if he threw it, it would also be no good. I mean, the Rava says, Rava had to tell us to show up. Maybe he says no good. Maybe he feels also no good. But Rava himself, that's why you're totally on Rava, because Rava explained the Mishnah in this special way that kipila would be good. Only nafla is no good. We don't say we learn it from the Mishnah itself. We can learn that from the Mishnah, but Rava has to tell us this because we wouldn't know it from the Mishnah alone. Because from the Mishnah, you could say Nafla Vipila is also like Nafla, but Nafla Vipila is different. Advises us that Vipila is kosher. That's the implication. So Lotani Behedio Vipila. So who the Gshera? The Mishum the Maximum Lotani Behedio Vipila who shed the Gshera? El Rava Daikwa. So because Rava is Medai. So is Mishma keeping the Tosos? The acronym he pila. Rabbi Rabbi Kwan is Zimna. You want to see the Tosfos here? Two words. I want to go through the Rashi. Whatever you want. Maybe just continue for a little while.
Okay.
Okay.
She didn't have kavod.
She fell into the water. So the question is whether Rabbi Huda doesn't require kavod, or so. But for question requires. I'm a Rabbi Huda. I'm a Rav. Tari lebeis. She's tari to her husband, but she's not allowed to be true. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Rav of lebeis lo tari. So there's machlokas whether it requires kavod even for her husband. So it's also there's no gay as the machlokas, the gabi and kavana, gabi shvita, the more I mentioned. So the Rav is talking about the Rav. Because in the Disa neither, so there's no problem, because they say it's good, even though it was not with Kavana, she was not told us with Kavana. So there was, but Isa Misa, say, to eat the Truma, she's not right to eat Truma, so me boy, so I mean, so that's the question. In other words, how come it's like right by Truma, so which is Isa Misa, it doesn't take off the Isa without it, since there was no Kavana. Tommy should walk on Truma, but Misa, because of some of these Tommy, she's Tommy, he's saying that the Truma is no good for. So you say for a husband, yes, but for Gabi and Truma, not. Tommy Shalakal Truma Benisa, he takes your mind. They're laying in this rough and Kari's Kamer Benisa. Kari's is more Kamer. The Arm of Nikrasi, because his days are cut away. And the Zara Nikrasi, you can see, I really knew you. That there will be, children will be childless. So how could it be that for Truma, it's no good? The field is no good, and then Gabi with the husband is okay. So how could it? So since he had kavana, did not have kavana, so if we got in bio, so it doesn't affect.
So in other words, from the pasuk v'zvacht of the chalta, so that goes on a carbon, goes on specifically by carbon. So over there, carbon. We need to say kavana is required, but over here by shechita shchula.
So then, even
nafla would be even good.
Even ipila
and zricha.
But not necessarily nafla. Not nafla. Even if nafla. Not nafla. No. The Mishnah says explicitly nafla. So it's talking with shachtos. Apple pisha shachtos. Kedarkos. Shulah. Shenemar. Vezvatu. Vachatu. Vachatu. Okay. But then the time is an awful. But if it would be people, even though there was no kavana to enter of nothing, it's talking about those of nothing and kachonim.
But everybody holds zricha is good, but everybody holds zricha is good.
Zricha in the sense you say peel, in other words, in the sense
so, of peel. So zricha everybody says is good?
Well,
zricha is everybody says is good?
According to way the...
Or zricha is the same thing as sepila. And only Rav Nachman says it's good,
it's
but
good,
the Hakamim say not
why?
Good. But the Hakamim say not good, right?
Yes, no.
Okay, so let's go for it.
Because it's a makos, whether you say kavanah is required.
Okay, okay. Amar le, bala ulehu, v'kula lo boi kavanah. Umanet, mera.
So, we're not here. So how do you know? What is the basis to say that there's a difference, you know, by bala, so that's considered
kavanah? V'kula lo boi in kavanah.
It's not, so God said, v'kula lo boi kavanah. So a gal means like a way that there would be cash. The water burning so in there is what he saw in the gal. What he saw is required another minimum amount to see if they have an earth to be put.
So in other words, he saw it even after it was he peeled. He saw the shechita done. Derek Halah.
He saw it was done.
So it's like a cherin roin by cherisho deitaken.
It would be like. Well, but he afterwards seen it. If he didn't see it, then how could he realize? It's only because...
No, I mean, he's seeing the knife go through the behemoth, obviously.
Yes, to Derech HaLoch HaVavor. It has to be Derech HaLoch HaVavor.
But he sees it. I mean, he's Acher Roeh.
So he's
a Yisrael Omer Agavo. He's not Omer on anything at all, except a knife flying through the air.
It doesn't go, yes.
But he sees that the Shechit is done, Derech HaLoch HaVavor.
So how do you know that the kulin doesn't require? How do you know to say, for example, by neither? So it doesn't. So
but it might still require. Yeah. Okay. So.
So how do you know that by neither is considered like kulin? So it's not.
Kind of
it's not.
You also
need, right?
Yeah. Okay. So to. Oh yeah. Tamera, umana tamera.
Umana tamera. So how do you know to say that? No, to say that the woman, if she doesn't have kavanah when she's still valid, so the tefillah is all for her. It's good for her the tefillah. But Gavin eating too much, no. It's not gavin. It's like a barbarian. So no, kavanah doesn't require for kulin. Something which has a din of kulin does not require kavanah. Gavin is the rashi says minayam from the ocean. So the barbarian. So in there is what is so nothing about the valkyrie. It's not the person who say right. Kalim that requires kavanah. Man that requires kalim. Let's say woman. So it's Taharin. It's Taharin. In other words, my lab, Adam do me the Kalim. So a man found a man just like Kalim. The Kalim, in other words, my Kalim is the law of Kavne, just like Kalim is not Shaikh, they have Kavwana. So I have other Nami Loma, although boy Kavwana. So also a man, in other words, a person does not require Kavwana. In other words, if the way which contains the 20 stars detached, in other words, and it falls on the person does not have Kavwana necessarily. For Tevilah, he has no Kavwana, so that's the meaning of cooling. In other words, the fact that he wants to become taller through the Tevilah, through this gal, that this way that was detached, he wants to become taller through that. So there was no kavanah. So it's considered as a din of kulin, and it doesn't require kavanah. So kulin does not require kavanah. So shkita kulin also does not require kavanah. No, that's the point. No, it's shkita kulin. The shek does not require kavanah. Tevila to be mutter to bat for their husband. So that is a din of kulin. So it doesn't require kavanah. But if it's got to be eating truma, so that's a din of like kachin, because truma has a din like to be a kwele considered like on the same level like kachin. So kachin requires kavanah, and shkita kachin also requires kavanah. I mean, kachin with kachin, so it's no good. So now it's no good. How do you know to say? How can you explain? Maybe there's a different shot. Dilma, the Yoshev and Safa asking, and maybe just this is talking where he's sitting and he's waiting when the gal will be detached from the ocean, and then he'll be able to be tovo, and she'll be able to vouch at that moment. So she has kavanah. Definitely she has kavanah. So only when the gal will be detached, but Kalim do means Adam, and the Kalim are just like Adam. In other words, my Adam, just like my Adam, Kalim, just like Kalim. I mean, the Kalim has to have kavanah. Person that told the Kalim has to have kavanah. Just so much like my Adam, the Buna has kavanah. Up Kalim, not only the Kamech Avin with who. Just like by the person has to require kavanah, maybe the Rai is just the opposite. The person has to have kavanah, and the Kalim require kavanah. The owner of the Kalim has to have kavanah that he should wait until the time and that moment when the guy will be detached from the ocean. At that moment, then he will be told, Tovu is Kalim.
Okay, so, Did Nan ha ferocious Sashota? No? Oh, higher than that. This star. Misase. Pikadoshin. Pasu, McCloud, the Fuller. Okay, love you in the Kikanas.
Love you. A little bit before.
Avamrina Montana? No, before that? Rabbi Yochanan, okay. Var Ashi Umiyo Marav Yochanan, okay. V'tar Mikom Mokom, let's see. Talmud Lomo,
Talmud. Man, didn't we learn from Mishnah, not for Saki Mishar, but Amo Kisha Shar, Kisha Dar, but Sula. So the Mishnah says that if it fell, the sack was fell, and
checked.
Even though checked it properly, it's no good. Because why? Well, it's not done because it was just fell by itself. It was on the table, and it was over, and it fell. So checked it properly, so it's no good. So the Bible was, so we were wondering, what's a shot? So time is enough for the reason why it's no good. It is not for he feels who is share, but if he himself threw it, so then it's okay. Bible got the loan with Kavan, even though he didn't have Kavan in
the Pushkita.
So it's good. Bible didn't mind Tana to go play Kavan in the Shkita, so I'm a rob.
Rav Natan says you don't have to have kavana by shechita.
Yeah, so
hafila would be good.
Shechita, hafila,
shechita is good.
But hafila, Rabbi
Yonasan, then say.
Hafila, Rabbi Yonasan, then Yosei. The cooling, love wind in kavana. So since the Torah was megala. Since the Torah was Megala by Kodshim, someone here does not, you know, he has no Kavan. Misask mean he doesn't have, you know, he's having other things.
He's just occupied in it, but he doesn't have a heart for it.
So he's not really paying attention. He doesn't have no Kavan at all for Shkita by Kodshim, by Shkita's Kodshim. So then it's no good. So that advises us that only by Kodshim is no good. Especially if there's a concept by Kodshim is no good.
So why the Rabbanan are Cholek and Rav Nosson?
So why the Rabbanan are Cholek and Rav Nosson? Because that's the Pshat. In other words, according to that, by Kachim it's no good, by Kulin is good, so according to Rav Nosson, according to Kachamim it should be good, by Kulin.
Yeah.
So if the cloud the Kulin, the Rabbunin and Kachamim, Rabbunin, the He, the Rabbunin and Kachamim, this Rikwa, so Rabbunin will say like this. It's all true that we do not require kavana for zvicha for shchita as such. In other words, you don't require kavana for shchita skolin as such. But katicha b'in. No, it's not that.
Fact that there has to be such a high degree of skill in the inyan of the zvicha. In other words, the hatikas simoni, the hatikas simoni requires such a degree of skill that if you don't have the kavana to do it, chances are that you'll slip up and be. And even if you're a skilled person at it, but you don't have the kavana to do it, so you might not have your mind trained to the effort, and you might find that there's something wrong in the shechita. You might find not that there was something wrong in the shechita. Maybe you got to the simonim and the rotary cut by a cut, but because you didn't have kavana in the Katika Simonim, you didn't notice that there was already cut. And this animal is really a traitor, but you didn't have your mind.
Didn't have it anywhere.
So therefore you weren't able to puzzle it when it should have been puzzled. Yeah.
So that's the reason was a vaktor. So it doesn't require kavana for shkita, just like by clutching, but a certain degree of kavana katika simonim, that does require. So that's why Rabbanan and Rabbanan says even that you don't require. By kulin you don't even require katika simonim.
Rav Nosson says even the Hatikah Tanami Simoni doesn't require Hatikah doesn't even require Kavana according to Rav Nosson.
You have to have some kind of Kavana. According to Rav Nosson, even that you don't have that even a small degree of Kavana. Even Kavana, what the Gemara says, to cut the Simoni, you don't require.
So maybe the Rabbanan are speaking about the Chachila and Rav Nosson is speaking the other. I don't know. Well, anyway,
In this, Rav Nosson, he was notzeach. Like Rashi says, notzeach. He prevailed. Notzkan klomar, but those nearing tomorrow be defamed. His words is more approved. It's more accepted. It is his shita is a prevailing shita. In other words, his shita is the shita that we go upon. So this way,
that shita zvicha doesn't need kavana, but hatika is money. So even this Rav Nosson is
even that he don't require. Not even know even he pila without kavana by shita schooling he pila without kavana is good.
Because
Shkita Shkulin does not require.
Zvicha doesn't require. Kavana.
Chulin.
Shechita is chulin.
But zvicha.
So zvicha, we learn, doesn't require kavana.
Zvicha is chulin, though. You have to say zvicha.
Okay, with the zvicha I'm talking about is this zvicha here.
Chulin.
This zvicha
yeah.
here.
Not,
but by kvatshi, by kavana. Lizvicha. Zvicha. That's zvicha. So we learn that to mean shechita is chulin. Okay. But chetika does require kavana.
Only according to Rabbanan. So in this, the prevailing shita is the shita according to Rabbanan. That's what Rabbanan say. In this halacha, so Rabbi Nassim will prevail. No, nitzachon, like the nitzachon is a victory, like nitzachon. So this is Rashi.
In other words, usually we don't pass like the Rabbi. That we always pass like the Rabbi, but here Yachid was so.
Miksiv, it says it like this. Why? Because miksiv v'kotachta. Does it say?
It doesn't say. It says Zvachta. So if Zvachta, you don't need Kavana. So that's inclusive of the Tikha. So Kol Shekein HaTikha wouldn't require
it. Another Gemara discusses what. How do you visualize the case of Nidush and Nensar? How did it happen that she was without kavana? She fell in. There's Gemara another shaila. The Gemara is not a shaila. The Gemara is trying to understand what the pshat is. The Gemara mentioned the lacha and she fell in. She didn't have kavana. So how do you visualize the situation in which she fell in and she didn't have kavana?
Pushed her in the mix.
So that was the kabbana. So there was kabbana. So what's the difference if it's her kabbana? Yeah, just like by shkita.
Just like somebody, he pushes a sakin off at a table.
Yeah, he pushes a sakin off the table. The kabbana of the other person is a good kabbana.
So in other words, he knows throwing the knife that it's going to go horizontally.
Yeah.
And in the back of his mind, in his subconscious mind, he's aware of the fact that this is the derech halacha. Subconsciously he realizes that the knife going through space on a horizontal plane is the same level of it's the same horizontal plane. What you say is the halakha ve'havav shechita. So in this unconscious way, it's a kavana. Same as a friend pushing a woman in a mikvah.
So the kavana of the other person is a good kavana. So there was
an indirect kavana, an unconscious kavana.
That's good enough. But say when you talk about kaling. So the kavana of the person is the person that's tall with the kalim. So the person that's immersing the other person immerses the kalim. What's the difference? So it's the same thing. So there is kavana. So in other words, you're not bringing a riot there. An other rabbi, there's a riot that you do require kavana for kulin because there's somebody else had kavana. So if that's the case, in other words, they have to figure what the gemara says.
Batsuma shenidrafa
shenatarfa. The other friend was told to her, so kavana the kaverta, kavana my vaisi, the kavana of the other one, the friend, is a good kavana. So in other words, there is kavana. In other words, there's no right. You're trying to say that she, the schooling, and schooling in general does not require kavana and say, need a levaya, does not require.
Well, the truma, nami,
akhla. But she also eats truma. So that's another kasha. No, if you say the kavana of a friend is a good kavana, so then
it should be good not only for Baala but also by truma.
But you say by truma it's no good. So by truma namely achla, but by truma we see that she could also eat. Why did not acherches rashot evatsuma which you need to fordaita. If there's a person that she cannot hear, what she was traveling, she cannot hear, she cannot speak, whatever, the character she cannot hear, she's not shalta, then that was assumed that she's blind, she cannot see, she needs for daikon, she became, which was not normal. So in the him pickles, if there's an intelligent woman that knows what has to be done, I'll begin. So Masakhan's law also, they could Masakhan them in office with Tumor.
So in other words, it can't just be an unconscious act of Tavila.
No,
for Tumor, it has to be a Misa that is is galui das.
Yes, galui das. So here they saw. So there, but all the truma namely akula, but by truma she could also eat. No, but so so thing is. So why do you say that if she if somebody pushed her into the mikvah and she was told bella, so then we say for
oh because
so,
it,
so only for truma it's no good.
No, because it says pikuach. Pikuach is das.
Yes. Yeah, so we go into the mishnah.
Oh, that's what does pichas mean?
An intelligent woman, a woman that knows the halachas, that she knows.
If you can bring it to the awareness, right?
Yes.
If they're blind, but you can bring it to awareness that they're eating truma.
So the pikos will tell, she's masaking everything for her, so that she'll be able to eat. So the kavona of the pikos is a good kavona. So how can you say that even if somebody else was had kavona and forced her into the mikvah, so then you say the kavona of the other person is good only as far as the needle of bile is good, but as far as eating truma is no good. We see even the needle of bile is good.
Somebody could do it indirectly for you.
So I say it's a good too.
Am I rapah?
Rav Nachman will say that she fell from the bridge of Arbon, and she yarded lohakir, that she went down to Kulwa. In other words, It depends.
So she fell off the bridge, and on her way down to the water, she figured, well, as long as I would have found the water, I might as well be. I might as well come up to her.
Rashi explains. He prevailed. Klama bezos nearing the dvar midivrim. Maskinos.
Zemalovin in Kavana. Is that what you're learning, Rabbi? Laatika the Kavanas. The Kavas. Are you before that? Before that, where are you learning?
In the Rashi, Rabbanan, the Amar Le'el, Rabbanan, the Amar Le'el, Chachomi Posli.
Okay.
Zachinu, Mitzchon, he prevailed. Klomar, Bezos, Nir, Dwar, Midivrem. And here, his words, his shita, is a prevailing shita more than the Chachomi. Maskinos, or Misaknos, so we had to give some Misaknos, Maskinos, they're Misaknos.
Open up her brain, okay.
Yeah.
So they opened,
well, I mean,
they were indirectly the action.
They checked them, Bishas Veston, the time when she, you know, she had Chas Veston, and Matbilos, they saw that she did not see any more dam, and then they were told, they were Matbil her, you know, they had come running, they were told with her, Matbilos also Bishas to be lost. They supervised her to see everything with Dr. Dasik.
So the action here compares to by the Tapilus Sachin to Rabbi Nachman, Dama, Lobin, and Kavana.
So with the Kavosan, and similarly, a comparable case over here, Hoka, Amar Rav, Alibe, Rav will say quite to him, she didn't even have Kavon. In other words, here, in the case of Nida, she fell off, she fell off, and let's say the Kavona.
That she had not Kavona even to get clean when she
even
fell.
But
she fell from a bridge.
To Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan does not compare Tefillah L'Shkita to Kadosh, the Kubas Shainis, because he dashes the process with Kubas Shainis, that she has to have Tefillah again, after she becomes Tomei, with Shkita Kwa Kadosh. And Shkita, he's dashing the process, Kedamrin, and the Gali Rachmona Misasi. Since the Torah says Misase, it's no good by Kachim, so by Hulin, so you don't require Kavonah. By Kachim, we require Kavonah, by Hulin not. So, but Rabbanan the boy, me or Kavanah the Katiko, the Rabbanan require Kavanah for Katiko to the Katiko Simoni for to the Chotek, Kavanah's Katiko with the Kavasah, but Tfila and comparable case by Tfila with Master Rab Ali Bokashayarja Lohaka when she went down to Kula, the Lord Lipa, not to be Tala, but Nafla Kula the Tokaman, she fell completely into the water. So in other words, if she didn't know the Rabbanan, they say at least you have to have Kavana at least for Katiko. So you have to have not just no Kavana at all, some kind of Kavana. So in other words, she went down to the cool off, but she didn't have Kavana even to be Togel. She would at least, according to Rabbi Nosson, she had Kavana to be, not even to be Rauke. So Rabbi Nosson says, you should only scan a few of their thoughts. But according to Rabbanan, at least she had to have Kavana to be Rauke. But she didn't have Kavana to be Togel. According to Rabbanan, she had Kavana to be Rauke. But according to Rabbanan, she did not even have Kavana to be Rauke. and she fell into the mitzvah. So then it's talking about the difference is.
Rav Nosson doesn't learn the dress for kavanah.
Yes, Rav Nosson says you don't learn kari kavanah. So Esau, Rav Nosson says even to be to relocate in the Nahar, she didn't even have kavanah. But according to Rav Nosson, she didn't have kavanah for tefillah. True, she did not have kavanah.
But here, by the Rabbanan, she had inverse.
Yes.
She had inverse kavanah. That the fact is that she wasn't. She was going down not to be tavo, only to cool down. Because if she would go to be tavo, then she would go completely in the water. But her intention is to go only partially in the water. So she has inverse kavanah, knowing that if she would go completely in the water, she would be tavo. She had kavanah not to go completely in the water, but she had the knowledge in mind that if she would go completely in the water, she would be tavo. She had inverse kavanah.
I don't know if you've been following.
It's inverse kavanah. So let's go.
I think we think
differently. That's all. Come on, let's go. It's okay. It's okay. Rochet's good sometimes. Okay. Okay, according to you, Rochet. I understand. Okay, according to Rabbanan. Amar Ruva. Shachat para. The shachat behavi.
If shachat para aduma. This has to do with para aduma.
Not paraduma, he's injecting two animals.
Paraduma, Rashi says paraduma.
Oh.
This has to do with another rock. I mean, this is...
Divako, parapasula mechem...
This is another rock. I mean, I don't know... you can go through it, but not really... this is the maskon of the Gemara as far as this sugi is concerned, as far as the discussion of Gabi, Nofusaki, Vishakta. Now maybe you see the rush. I mean, you could go through it, but it's not directly have bearing on this siman to go through it. Then got it through in Shulchan Aruch, go through it quickly, got it through it. You should see the rush, and see the, you could look at it through and see the... you got a chance. This is all I mean, I mean, you should know everything. I mean, you should,
sure, you know the whole shot.
But to know this siman, everything.
Sure.
But I mean, in order to understand the semen, you have to know that the next one. Then you should see the rush, and you should see the Shulchan Aruch and the tour that Shaltek in the back, and the Shulchan Aruch and the thing. You should see the rush now. You want to see the rush?
Okay, if you're in a rush, we'll get it. If you're in a rush, we'll get it. Look at the rush. If you're in a rush, we'll get it.
No.
If you're in a rush,
no.
Tell you, your Rabbi Fabian said to me one time, so it was written in the newspaper, tour guide. A tour guide that was said about me at the Bnei Reuven when they had that exhibition. So he said, tour Shulchan Aruch, tour Shulchan Aruch, tour guide. I told him, Alephi. Okay, let's see here.
So that's the Mishnah.
Right. Time and did not allow the Pila.
Push
it off at a
table. So it's considered.
As if it's vakta. Why? Because vakta doesn't need kavanah. It says vakta, not hatita.
The vakta, in other words.
So if it'll be shekted, he knows it's going in the derek of a horizontal traversing of space,
yeah.
And if it will be zavak, the mechila, so he'll have a good dinner.
Kivin
shenis kavin la hapil, since he was mekavin to push it off. By deos and afila shkata. So his kavanah to just push it off at a table.
But say, what if it fell from his hand without any kavanah? Havi kamol shin hoisa munakas ala korah. This is what the Bach and the Beis Yosef mentioned. It was like as if it was on a beam. If it just fell off the table, it say. Im nafla saki miyada, if it fell off of his hand even, without kavanah. No, he had to have kavanah to draw it. No, it's not necessary to draw it from
the table. But to put kinetic energy into the falling object.
Yeah.
You know what kinetic energy is? Kinetic energy? To put kinetic energy into the falling object.
Okay. I'm not for sacking the other. See what he's saying? But if it fell, the sakin fell from his hand without kavona. No, he had to have kavona to throw it. But not, but if it just fell from without any kavona,
so you just have to have kavona for action of the sakin. For the action of the sakin in the derek halakha of vah. Because it says vah, it doesn't say hatika simoni.
Doesn't say, no, don't even have katika simoni, you don't have to say that.
So you just have to have kavona that the object of, the object of sakin goes in the action of halakha of vah. Ravla atika lo boy kavana da lo kasi va tachta elas vachta.
The vachta vokato kinech and niskavim la pila va aide also the pila shakta. So then it's good since he had kavana to throw it and through that throwing the sacking. In other words, it shattered. So now, in other words, he threw it. What the Gemara says, he threw it to stick it into the wall. In other words, kavana. Then and miraculously, so it
okay, come on. Me who below kavana shum davar.
I was never talking to the other below kavana. Have the kamotzi shima yisah munachas. If he had no kav, if it fell without from his hand without any kavana, so then it's without any kavana at all. So it's like it was placed on a beam on a kara. If he lost our rock and the wind blew it off. The law come in and pay for the back to the kalsa, because then you cannot, it does not go into the exemption of kalsa for the
kalsa. Miu blow kavana. Miu blow
kavana. Miu blow kavana.
Oh, you're not there yet. Okay, come on.
Okay. But if you watch our book, the law come in and pay for the back to the kalsa, keep it to all these kinds of shum dabar. The time of Rav Nasan is
okay, Vina, yeah.
The time of Rav Nasan, the reason Rav Nasan is the low boy kavana the cloud, the chulin, with the goli rachman, the misasik is pulse of the kachin. Since misasik is not good by kachin, so that's arrived by chulin, it's okay. But the katiko low boy kavana, even for the katiko, according to Rav Nasan, you don't require kavana. The low ksiva chotakta, because the Torah does not say,
Elvazavakta.
Cause
the action of the sakin traversing a space which is considered halakha b'habav by shkita. But somewhere else they're worried about the question of kol kafa.
It cannot be considered kol kafa without this. This is kol kafa according to the Rosh, in other words. Now that would be, you wanted to ask something?
Yes, what? In the next 15 minutes. Okay, Ubinian Akhe lo mikre kol kafa.
Any other way it's not considered. Well, mikre kol kafa. In any other situation without any kavana to. So we see from the first mission, essentially, what the Gemara explains the kasha of what.
Certainly, the shkita doesn't need kavana. Because the charish doesn't have kavana. But we need to know from here.
Why the Ashmin is awesome? If you learn from the first mission,
just the fact of cotton. Doesn't have to have kavana. But you don't know that there has to be an asiya. Just
as
good enough as asiya, because over there you know there's an asiya.
There's an asiya, but they're not
still the asiya is in their mind a thing of shkita, a kol shkita. But it's in their mind a kol shkita.
But they think doesn't mean anything because they
Were mekaven l'shem hatikah ba'amah. It was called
shkita. But still, they say from the first mishnah we wouldn't know. Why the imash really hasam gabi chayv shalta v'katan tavim mina hasam this the mekaven l'shem hatikah ba'amah. That's the cut. They have no kavana idea of the union of shkita. If they do so, after then the kavana is no kavana. The abba only piva the lo mekaven l'shem hatikah. So in other words, on the first mishnah. They had kavana to cut, at least to be called Abu Ha Adila. But over here, in the second mishnah, this mishnah, Nachla Sakin, so it's no good. The Lama Kavana Shem Katiko Aim Alal. You get that kavana to for a katiko just to throw. So it's no good. So he says it's no good. That's a kiddush. We ask me in the halacha. Alamino Avishum the Kosi Mikol Ben Das. Abu Ha the Kosi Mikol Ben Das is Aim Alal. Come on.
Yeshua Kaf Gimel Shvat Tav Shem Mem Aleph,
January 28th, 1981. Now the Gimel Hachas, the Taz, Sifres, Gimel Hachas. Finish that we need Sakine Yom. The new Vinabu Yodai, who Rashi. So that's not the way the because the Shnoch says, Mumma Achis Akhul Domarecho, Oishimula means Homach and Rasi and Mishimula, and the boy, didn't came with Kutushai Mayo, didn't came with Homach. So it's not because we are afraid maybe he was Minabe, even if we see that he wasn't Minabe. But the Shriti is Psura. But Rashi Shiti is not like that. Rashi Shiti is Pirish Akhulitz is Akhili Yom, the Mued will Nabu Gudotani. Now, Mued, in other words, there is a presumption that he does it deliberately to make it evade. Now, so we see two things in Rashi, two Chiddush. There are more pastimes as the Bis Yosef is dying on the Rosh Hashanah. That the Mumer Lichu is not Lachis Mamish, but just in Makpid. So Shrikosa is Psur. Even if we know that he was Shirat properly, Achim Reyes, because he's not in Barzvich. Barzvich implies he has to be Makpid al Shrik. But Rashi says that the reason is why Humal Achis, when we learned the Gemara, so we pointed out, the reason is why Humal Achis is Shrikosa is Asura, because after we use Akine Yope, they would have been able to die. But suppose Akine Reine saw, and they watched him, and they saw exactly how a Sheikh did the Shrike. So then it's Kshayo. But in Rashi, it seems that Rashi has reference even to someone who's here to build Lahachis Mamish, not just in Mahdi. Because if Rashi would have reference to someone who is who is in Makhdi, that Rashi should say, the Chilim Reima, the Nibuese. Rashi says, the Mu'ed in Abu Dhabi. It's a Chazoke that he deliberately was in Abu Dhabi. Only if someone is like Spanish, if he does it spitefully, but someone is indifferent, so it's a creation. That Mu'ed means is a presumption. There is a presumption that he was in Abu Dhabi. So, obviously, Rashi is dealing with the Lahachis Mamish, not Lahachis in Makdi. And still, Rashi says that the only reason why it's Asura is because there is a presumption that he did it deliberately to be Nabi. Deliberately. But if we see and that he didn't, that he was slaughtered it properly, so then it's alright, even though he's like his mamish. And this is the shita of the Rashba also. And this is the shita of the Rashba also. That even in Bumer, Echo Nivele is like his mamish. So, Shritos is Kshiro, as long as we know that the shita was done properly. Now, so the question is this. Insofar as any master is concerned, insofar as any Makhdi is concerned, so either that Rashi agrees with the Rambam, which is not likely that Rashi should agree with the Rambam, because after all the Rishayim mentioned the reason as to why Nochri is possible for Shrite, because of the Mizobach, not because we call Rambam out of Mizobach. The Rambam is the only one who mentions the possible call of Mizobach. So it's not Mistaber that Rashi will mention that Rashi agrees with the Rambam. If he did, he should mention. Now, so in this way, there is no Aloha Bas Vichem. There is no Aloha Bas Vichem. Even if Rashi agrees with the Rishayim, then the reason as to why Nochri is possible for Shrite is because of Zabach. So matter of fact, there is this washing is actually the deceptive. The deceptive says, So that's difficult, because that is like Rabbanon, and Gemara says, Tiyuti Rabbanon, all right, so that's difficult. Then the deceptive continues. Shchita si v'chichobi, harin ze psulo. U shchita sa kei, harin ze psulo. That was mentioned in Shchorov. Shenema, v'zobachto v'yochalto. Uloi shezobach yi v'chichobi, v'loi shezobach hakei, v'loi sheniz v'chobi yoleh. So the deceptive mentions the Pasuk of Zobachta in connection with Zvicha Zakei, and in connection with Zvicha Zaku, and in connection with Nizbicho Miomel. So that's a kashi in the Rambam. How is it the Rambam bases it upon the Pasuk of the Kolo of Chaldom Zikrei? So obviously, according to Rambam, so the drushing of the Zobachta in respect to Akum is as much. In respect to Kei, it's a drushing more, in the point of Rambam. Because in respect to Ushin is becoming all the hour, it's a drushing more. But in respect to Akum, so that is as much. Is as much. And the mean, but that doesn't mean that the Midraisi is Shri Sakum is Kei. With Raisi Shrinasako is Psuo underscore Mikolo Yochalto Mizipre, Mikolo Yochalto. Now, we have two Gersoyes in the Rambam. One Gersoy is, we get a go to Godu Bidogos, Shafiu Nochri Shemi with Abizore, Shritok Yasu. That's the Gersoy that the Tazek says. And then there is another Gersoy. Then the Shachar says, we get a go to the Lord, Shachar Nochri, Shachar Kusi, Shinevi Dabizor, and Shchitos Yasur. The Taz accepts the Girse of Nochri Shinevi Dabizor. So according to the Taz, the Shinevi Rambam is that with Raise, only the Shchite of the Nochri that is an idol worship, and even Dabizor, so is Asur. But if it's interpretation, not interpretation, as long as it's not the David Abizore, so then the Shchita is not a sword, guys. Why? Because the Pasuk of Mikolo Chaldom Zikrei deals with the David Abizore. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, the Pasuk has reference to the Trevesakum. Alright? According to the Rambam, it does not have reference that to the Trevesakum, but to the Shchita of the David Abizore. But it deals with the David Abizor. So the melee, that means that we have no pasuk with the Raise into Asa the Shchita of Vegetation. But with Rabbanon, even the Shchita of Vegetation is also. Why? On what basis? Because of Zabach. But as far as Inochi in the David Abizor is concerned, so the Drosha of Zabach is Asmach. So we have to say that according to the Rambam, the Drosha is a Bachta in connection with the Nakum is Asmach. But the real reason is why the Raisi Shritos is Asur, according to Rambam, is because the Kolo Chaldom is it. So according to the Taz, he'll say, alright, So then we understand this widely accepted estimation as machte regarding akum. The asmachte is necessary in respect to notation. But according to the Shah's verse, so it's difficult wider than the Sefta to mention asmachte in connection with the Nochri, when the Shchite of every Nochri is possible anyway. The Shchite of every Nochri is possible anyway. It's possible anyway. And the score we call of Machalder is Ibrahim. So why do we have to resort to the Asmachte Rabbah? Unless there are certain situations where mitzad the posik of the call of Machalder is Ibrahim, it wouldn't be awesome. Mitzad the posik of the call of Machalder is Ibrahim, it wouldn't be awesome. And mitzad, Vizobachto, mitzad Vizobachto, it would be awesome. All right. So we have to look for such situations. But according to the Taz, he'll say, so it's not a good one. But one thing is sure, that according to the Rambam, the droshe of his obacht of the Roshe is obacht in Kirchobi, is not smart. But the droshe of his obacht of the Roshe is obacht hakeim, his obacht of the Roshe is bachom lameo, that's in Roshe Gure, that's in Roshe Gure. So the Mele, the deceptive mention of his obacht, so that's why Rashi doesn't mention why Nakum is possible. Because it's, the Drosha is mentioned in Sefer. But if Rashi Shita had been like Rambam, which involves a Mitchinesh, which is contrary to the Pashtes Haloshim on the Sefer, then Rashi should say it. So I mentioned all that in order to point out that it's not Mistaber that Rashi agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says it, alright? But Rashi doesn't say it. And the deceptive mentions Vizobachto, if Rashi had felt that this Grosha Vizobachto in the Sefer is an Asmacht, so then, and the reason is why a Nochri Shchite is Asur, with Rashi, because we call it Chalpin is in play, then Rashi should spell it out, Rashi doesn't spell it out. So then, the question of like, so then Rashi must say, that as the Pashtus Haloshon in the Sefer, that the reason is why Nochri Shchite is Asur is because of Vizobachto. Now, so the question is, if it's a bachto, he has to be in Baal Zvichet. So, if he's Mura Lahachis, so he's not in Baal Zvichet. But I mentioned that the Prichodosh, he also says that the reason is why Nochis Shchite is Asur is because of Zvachto, because if he said this is so, but he is Chilik and Bis Yosef. Bis Yosef says that from the Lashon of the Rosh it's Mashma, that the reason as to why a Nochem Shchitin Lassor, because when the Torah says Vizobachto, it implies he has to be in Baal Zvichet, just as when the Torah says Shalom, it implies he has to be in Baal Shireh. Now what does Baal Zvichet mean? He has to be in Baal Zvichet. Now, so the male in the Bis Yosef says that according to the Rosh, if someone is in Mubarak on the Bailey's Lahak, he's in the Makri. Not like his mother. So it's also because I saw. In the same way as someone who is a woman with film, is a kakapu with a film who doesn't care about film. So he's supposed to write stuff because he's not a Bachire. So here too, someone who is not marked at the Israel of the Vele, so he's not a Balzvirche. He's not a Balzvirche. The Prichodesh says no. True. The reason is why the Shchit of Enochi is Asur is because of Zobachto. But not that the Zobachto implies he has to be Baal Zvichet. But when the Torah says, Vizobachto, the Torah directs itself to the Jews. Vizobachto, thou shalt slaughter. Who is the thou? The Goy? No. The Jew. So that means, there is a Tesla chapter he said there. Vizobachto viachalto. Thou, the Yisroel, shall slaughter. And eat. But the Rosh is of Achilotcha. So it's a special yield that the Shchitas, Nochri is Torah, that is implicit in the Posik of Zabach. Now, so there, but a Mubarich of Yilis Lahachis who is in Makti, so he's in Israel, he doesn't have the Psalm now. But then the question is, what Rashi Shite is Mashma, that in Lahachis Mamish, the happiness is very late. So, but Lachis is me. So he has the dinner of the Hatel Gulay is me. So he has the Psulma Nakum. So the answer is because there is a machlikis in the Lord and he's already that follow. So Rashi apparently passed means like in Madonna that Mumarizlachis is Mumar, not me. And the meaning you hear says that even the Mandoma who says Mumar, you don't need Mumu the Varao, it means Mumu Hadil Gole. So according to the meaning, you want to share Shritos in that song. Even if we pass like Mandoma, that is not me, that is Mumar. So the Mele, if in Mumar, we have Lachis, why is it so it's Igonis, it's not Isori. But as far as Shrit is concerned, so it's a so anyway. But there's a near Mispia. But what's the Rashi's Pia? And that's Rashi's Pia. That they call it Mandoma Mumar and Mumar Zahakis is Mumar. So then it's Mumar of the Rechot. So it's not even Mumar Hadar Gore. So the Mayor Shudas is Mudaris. But if it's not a Hilarinism, so then the Shudas is Asuro for a different reason. Because he's moving in Abu Yodai, but if it's a clear lady, so then she doesn't see. The Rash, the Rosh Kirishatam, Kimishin Rish, so it's there, but you can't believe it's a Bach, we are Halto, is there a Tam, Gamkin, and she doesn't have more, Mishin Rish, so it's there. Now, Mishorabe, Mugalak, Mishorabe, and it's all clear, it's a וגם משחיתה סיפטס, נטס, וגם משחיתה הרקי ישראל. ודאז הרמב״ם, פירש הראש, טיב נחזינו לפייקר בשלוטה גוסי, ביחד משל הבירייס, חיישינו עם שם הפייקר, שהוא מתאים שום מצווה כהלוכן. ויהוד אלוק. So, מומה ביחד משל הבירייס, צורך בין לסכים, הוא הרמב״ם צורך. Why? But, he's not a choshev when he's in the war. The answer is, the Shita Zarambam, the Rosh says, since he's speaking of Mishnut HaBeisov, and he's addicted to a certain affair, so that means he has no Yerah Shemayim at all. If a person is working in any affair of the Torah, so it means he has no Yerah Shemayim. If a person, let's say we saw a person, he was living Shabbos once, all right, so it doesn't mean he has no Yerah Shemayim at all. He is not, of course, there is an illusion in his Yerusha Mayim, but he succumbed to temptation. But if a person is addicted to a certain area, he's Lady Shakti's on the ground. Little. So the melee, it's very likely that such a person will be Minabu also, even though we didn't see him violating the Yisra of the Mayim. Hashim Shemot Rikir, Shalom Kaim Shemit Zikaloch. ועוד לא כתתם ומוגע ומילס, היינו לבוסה, דאפילו בזה, דדושבי, דחנת בניקסת עם נסל, ואיק שלי בניסי, דין קי, but I mean, he doesn't even have to mention that. He says, here's the kashi, why do you want to emphasize מוגע ואיך ומילס? So he says, to tell us a Kiddush, that even מוגע ואיך ומילס, who is a חושב ואיך ומילס, but if he has no nigiyah, if he has no idea as far as his timers are concerned, so then we rely on him. But he could give another difference, because even according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between Mumar Echoleviles and Mumar Levi Shaknes. Because Mumar Levi Shaknes only if he's rogish, if he's addicted. But if he did it once, not. But Shaykh Leviles, even if he was seen one time, he didn't train to Leviles. So we cannot trust him. Alright, so that's another difference. ובהיק של פריש, דיקי נמי אבינו בסימן א' שיחו, אב נח שלו הגלבה, לא נח שלו השחיתה, אבל הוא חשיון שבפו קבל תגסה כי... So we say that if somebody's gdoy was stolen, got lost and stolen, and then he found them, slaughtered, in the case where it got lost, and in the case where they were stolen, he found them slaughtered. So who slaughtered them? Probably the Ganev. Now the Ganev is certainly a Mumar and Gneve, a missing Gneve. So still we say that he's Mutabachir. But according to the Rambam, if somebody stole it, so the Ganev must have slaughtered it. If the Ganev slaughtered it, so he's a woman to Echot with the rope. So how can we rely on Ishmael? That's the question. So he says, so the Prisha gives two thoughts. Vitirates, to a mikre mumer, Elohim can also be parhesie, or a tamakom, which are both about cases. Mashi in kin say, she also be tine. When you do a shimona, tamakom, you should walk a chip. And if you walk, you also come upon him, they know your own lesson. What of Prisha will come to? Prisha, we should mash it. Because it's mashma that motzo that even he attacked many times that a kli was stolen and then he found its water, even if he attacked many times. So it's still every time he finds its water, it's mutabahe. But if he finds it many times, 10 times, let's say, it happened that the kli was stolen, and then he found its water. So then we have to assume that it's the same ganev. I mean, why should we say that it's 10 different ganavim? So we should say it's the same ganev who stole it the first time, he stole it the second time, the third time, and all the times. But in such a case, he's already addicted to gli. It's not one who stole just accidentally once, but he is addicted to gnei, and still we are matter of bahile. Bahile chilk with a big moral person. Vinire, you also am vinon. Shemu atzpe loy shokte. El nosne lachar shokte. We have a svekte. So if you know so lechad mishre. Vinti tzoleima hu shokhat. Shemu kone kasaki. Yopi tchilo. El bichat sofik machve aram. So he says, then it's mutter for another reason. Because even according to the Rambam, that the woman is the Varech, so she first has sworn, it doesn't mean that it's a Vagai, that he didn't check the problem. If he's a mumer, he's addicted to a certain avere, so the mele, there is a possibility that he was an avere, he didn't check the problem. But it's something it is. But one shopping, so speaking, rising the woman. Mashiach came in the case where, let's say, if a certain person, so every day, in the course of weeks, he found the key stolen, and then he found it again shot. So we are assuming that it's the same ganev, not that it's 10 different ganev, but it's the same ganev. It does not mean that the ganev himself was sheikh. Maybe the ganev came to a sheikh, went to a sheikh. He asked him to share the problem. So in other words, so there is a specific. First of all, maybe the Ganev asked another Sheikh, it's for a kosher to share. Assuming that the Ganev was Sheikh himself, but maybe even the Ganev was Sheikh father. So there is a specific, again. That's why it's wrong. But the priest, he mentions the name of the priest, Tutelut. So one text is mentioned by the Yosef. And it's a problem. Why did the Taz mention that in the name of the Prisha? I mean, this is mentioned by the Bais Yosef. He says, Miu imu pos, so the Bais Yosef says, Adam Mishu posleides ba'avilo ma'avilish o'teiro in tzorot o'ifeng nisaki. Afilu a Ramba. All right, that's strange. Why the Taz doesn't say this tablet of walking in the name of the Bais Yosef himself, the Mechavah said mention. But the Prisha says two things. He says, "Yikin es lo yikin mumea, el yikin osi bi paresye, o yikam apion, o yikam apion, mushikos patesis." Mushikos patesis. So, he says, another text, that according to the Rambam, that in Mumea li dobarachot li yob, dobarachot li not is a problem, is, so shkidosi da suo, because it's hoshimut. So it's only one of two situations. Either that he's addicted, let's say, to Nivisha sharpness, or he puts on sharpness with Pharisee. Now the question is, addicted we understand, because in order to be a Choshim, even though he's not a Choshim Reisidoko, to be a Choshim to be the Barachel, so only if he's addicted. But Paresi, what kind of significance has Paresi here? We find Paresi here only in respect of Rosh Hashanah. We don't find Paresi in respect of anything else. We don't find Paresi. We do find Paresi in respect to another Avera. Another Avera. Let's say, Habuah in the Hobby. The Paresi are in a song in Israel. There is a lot of canoeing pain. So only if it's in a song in Israel. But that's another Avera. But as far as the Shed Mumer is concerned, so we only find the difference between Tzina and Paresi in regard to Shabbos, that's all. In regard to Akhavirus, is there a difference between an Echo Mimele is Pitzine or an Echo Mimele is Paretzine? Is there a difference between Echo Chomet Pitzine or Echo Mimele is Pitzine or Echo Chomet Paretzine? Is there a difference between Levi Shabbos Pitzine and Levi Shabbos Paretzine? There is no difference. There is no difference. So why does he mention here that according to the Ramah, that the Mumer would overact. So, Shchitos is Asur because he has no remonis, that he is Choshut. So it's only Mumer. So, what is a Mumer? Either he is Rogil, or even if he is not Rogil, as long as he doesn't divide. So we see a big Chidesh in this Chidesh. We see in this Chidesh a Chidesh that the union of the Pharisee, implies that he becomes a Mumer. In other words, you see, there is a halacha of Mumer. Now, Mumer doesn't mean just, he was even away. For example, now, there is a halacha of the Me'amoretz Pratimuna. So this aloche, and then there is also aloche of Mekemu Yivulcha Me'itzis Amuna. So Mekemu Yivulcha Me'itzis Amuna is mentioned in connection with Eru. And Me'amoretz Pratimuna is mentioned in connection with Chavos. Reb Shimon Me'itzei Me'ashov Midos, Asher Sena Bishlogo Roshi. The Rambam passes the din of the Tarekame, Me'amoretz Pratimuna. So in other words, if someone is a Mumer with a eating chile, so then he cannot bring the korban chile. If someone is a Mumer in eating dam, he cannot bring the korban and dam. And the Rambam says, "Bamed lo mamurin." The Rambam in Ma'aseh Kabbalah says, "Bamed lo mamurin ki shoyo rogil." Only if he's addicted. In other words, because if he's not rogil, he did it once. Even if he did it twice, so he doesn't have a shemuna. Shemuna, in order to have shemuna, means he is addicted. So the preacher says that one can acquire shemuna and become addicted in two situations. Either because of being a habitual violator of a certain avire, so then he acquires shemuna. But even if he did it only once, but if he did it under circumstances that he wasn't in the shame, in other words, he didn't pass it, let it go. So he also acquires a shame. In order to acquire a shemumer can be acquired in two ways. Either by accustoming himself to do a certain avere and make it a habit, or even if he didn't make it a habit, as long as he did it with Paresi, without any feeling of shame, and without any inhibition, nothing. So even if he did it once, he acquired the shame. In other words, so the same aloha, let's say what the preacher says, when the Rambam says, Mamores Pratimuna, only if he is Rogil, so according to the preacher, if he is Rogil, he has a Shemumer, and even if he's not Rogi, he has a certain Avera. But if he did it with Paresi, so then it's considered as if he's Rogi. Because what's the meaning of Rogi? He's addicted. In other words, as when one is not addicted, so when it comes to doing Avera, he has to have a struggle. He has to have a struggle. I mean, a person wouldn't do an Avera just like that. But in the struggle, so the Taibis were giving over the better part of it. I mean, otherwise, a person wouldn't do an Avir. But if a person is already addicted to a certain Avir, then he doesn't even have to go through his struggle. So a Mumer means someone who does Aviras without even experiencing the struggle. It goes very smooth, the Avir. If somebody is not for the Lachol Aviras or the Lachol Shabbos, he does it, he did it once, he did it a second time. So then, every time he does it, there is a certain comfort in his heart. But, unfortunately, so the evil in him, he has that for him. But if somebody is already addicted, so he has to go through his struggle. Yes, he doesn't have to go through his struggle. He just does it. It's very smooth. So in other words, in order to have a Shem Mumer, it has to be done by him, he has to be able to be very smooth. So if a person does something with Vahesye, so it requires a Shem Mumer, even without rules. This is what the Krishna says. Okay, well, I have to make a certain play, so I don't want to go any further.
Okay, Masnissen. Naflasakin Vishak. Vishakta.
You want to say?
No, I forgot. Go ahead.
Naflasakin Vishak. Is it sacking? It fell down, and Jack didn't see one and see the fun in the investigation properly. Afa Pisha Shakta Kadarko, even though that it checked it according to the proper way.
So no chalda, no dross.
No chalda, no dross. Yes, no shi dross of chalda. You could have grown. So it's okay. So no good. It's no good. It's no good. So shenem, I was a vaktav al chalda, and I should toast a vech at all. So the Torah says, was a vaktav, that you have to shack it and eat it. It's not what you eat. It's not what it has to be done through. But through the clock, gaver, it cannot be done. They say just by merely falling off and say it was on the table and it fell off. So then there was no clock gaver exerted. So it just fell. It could be and could be visualized in different situations. Let's say it just fell down. Let's say it was on the table. And of course, the wind blew it off. But then of course, it's no good. Let's say, but maybe just he didn't exert any force. He had it in his hand, and he released his hand, and he didn't exert any pressure. And then it fell. And then let's say it happened to cut the simon there for local vavua, not there for so you cut an apple. It's called Hasras Kol. This Rav Chaim Hilchos Shkenim. We will discuss it. Three sheep, this Rashba and the Ra and the Rosh regarding this halacha regarding Nafasak. But just releasing the force, that's called Hasras Kol Chamunei, releasing the force of that which withholds. It's by releasing your hand, you're saying, and it falls, and it happens. No, but there's no clock gavra exerted, so then. So then it's not, it's even, and maybe you'll say it's considered a mice or be a dime, but it's not considered, it's not, it's say by an and saying by other alafas in Kotar Kos. In other words, it would be considered his mice, but the Gavi Shvita, in as much as there's a lacha called Gavra, so that's releasing, to say, just doing it by releasing his hand, then it happens to, miraculously, I mean, it happens to shack properly, so then it's no good. It has to be much as much of a vazavach, it has to be, it has to do a mice of shchita with koch gavra, zavakta, walk out the mice with zavakta also. So this one more explained. Time, the reason why the mission says no good is that the north because it fell down. Because it fell, it was on the table, or released it was in his hand, so it was on the table, that goes without saying. The question, but if he threw it, he exerted his force. So he pila who is ksheira. Bacha got the law in the kaven, even though he didn't have any kavana for shkita. Just he happened. He threw it. Let's say he threw it to stick it into the wall. Like the Gemara says, "Vizak sacking the north of the kolso." So he just threw it. He didn't have kavana for shkita. But by kachim menochinami, by kachim there's a special teresa kosov that has to have that you have to have kavana. By schooling, shkita schooling does not require kavana. So he pila who is ksheira. If he threw it, it's kosher. Afagav, but even if he threw it, even though he didn't have kavana, it's okay. So man tana lo bring in kavana the shkita. Who's the tana that says that we do not require kavana for shkita? Shkita's schooling, not shkita's kachin. because Kachim requires Kavana. So Amar Rav Nassim. This is Rav Nassim. The Tani Osha Zera, the Minchad Raya Osha. The Zera, that was from the Kabur. So he said this memory. So I call sacking, the Nazi calls the someone through a sacking. To stick it into the wall, so the halka v'shalchu k'darko, and it went, you know, and it went and checked it k'darko in the proper way, you know, there has to be, you know, shkita has to be halacha v'avar, you know, not just like a kind of
the direction that it arrow traverses space horizontally,
and then, but it did do it like you're saying in the pasuk. It says in the Navi, this is reprimanding Christ. So he says, Skate Shakurish. But it means something. So I've not said this, Makashiv, I can call him Palsy.
No, that's a Gemara over here.
Where is it? The Gemara wants to bring a riot so you see that the Machlokas Rav Nosson the Kachomim whether it requires kavana or not. So he learned in the Mishnah. We learned that the Tani Osher is near the Min Kavrai. The Sagin also the Kosa. So also the Shalta Kedarka. So Rav Nassim is Makshir and the Kavami Pulsing. So for Kavami says no good. So he doesn't have kavana. Who Tani Lava? Who am I? He learned this a lot. He said explained what the Chan Lava. Who mentioned this all along? This was all mentioned. Omar Rava says this right, Rav Nassim. Yeah. So he explained, he said he learned that, yeah. He said it a lot, and he explained, Rava. So he mentioned that who said it, so this was mentioned the name of Rav Nassim. And he explained it.
How's
Zimna? Omar Rava, quite a Zimna, but Rava said it already one time. He said, Allah is like Rav Nassim. For Amar Rava got a zimna d'tnan. Because she shocked him, I came roaring also. She taught him shkita some kshera. But I mean, in man, Tani the Lord boy like Kavanah l'shkita. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassim. So he learned it already another time. Was he learned the first Mishnah that all these kheresh of the Makatim she shocked him, I came roaring.
They obviously can't have kavanah.
So they can't. They're not capable of having kavanah. So the kavanah is no kavanah. So shkita b'di'evad. I came roaring also. I mean, my Tani the Lord boy Kavanah l'shkita. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassim. So Rav Nassim says from there we can see we don't require kavana for shkita. So why does he have to bring this other lingua? So he have to mention both mishnayos. This mishnah had to be mentioned, the first mishnah had to be mentioned. Why? The each ashmin and chasin, if we learn from the first mishnah, to be shum the kama chavin the shum chaticho ba'olam. Because he has kavana at least for some chaticho in the world, right? To cut the simbolic, he had some kind of kavana. Abu Hakka, he had no idea at all, no kavana for a shkita. I mean, Abu Hakka, the local mechavim, he had no kavana for any chaticho to cut, you know, the simbolic at all. Even well. So you could say, only at least he had to have kavana for shkita. They're at least okay, they're not capable, they have not.
Their kavana was tolui on das acherim. In other words, they would do whatever the other people said.
So the other people's kavana was good. So their kavana was good. So they were instructing them what to do. But here, I just threw it to stick it into the wall. So I mean, why should you say just because he stuck it into the wall and it happened to check the behemoth that was standing right close by? So you say that it's good. I mean, it's a chiddush. So there is a chiddush involved in this. That's exactly the reason why Rav Nassim had to say that the lack of the kavana don't require. We could also. It's right, almost parallel to what it says with the Tosafot. Yashmin and Hishkila. Tosfos says, we are Shmini Hitzilah. In the Rashi. How come
there's no
division here? There's no division here. Maybe it was together. It was all together according to Rashi. Mishnah was all together. Uh-huh. How did Rashi say that? We see the Rashi in the Mishnah. We don't see it. It's not here. Not even here in the Mishnah.
Anyway, go for yourself. Bapa got the low metave.
Just throwing the sake, the sheet is in the rush, so he doesn't have kabbalah to the shack, but for just to throw the sake. Just to throw the sake, but not the shack, so he has no kabbalah.
What are the three sheets?
The rush says to cut the simonim.
He had no kavanah to cut the simonim.
It's not exactly the same thing as it says in the.
And what's the sheet of the rush?
When the rush koach amun neyach is good because they went out from a Gemara Baba Kama that says that if there was a stone, they said the Gemara says hoyse evan lachas lobekeiko v'lohikim bo v'omay v'nachlo v'shara. So it says somebody has a stone in his lap and he's standing beside the balcony and say he was standing, he stood up and he fell down and says it injured somebody. So then this. There's Kamisha Dvorah, and Nezek Tzara Shevis Rik with Walshus. Nezek Tzara Shevis Rik with Walshus. And that damages the Tzara pain, etc. Nezek Tzara Shevis for, say, compensation, you can't go to work, and then it gets injured, and then Rik with for doctor's bills, and then Walshus for the embarrassment, so embarrassment requires Kavona. So anyway, Nezek Tzara Shevis Rik with Walshus, and he fell down, it's no Kavona. Walshus requires Kavona. So the others, even without Kavona, because the Adam will all them. So he said, if he fell down, he stood up. So that just by standing up, removing Hasras Koach Amonea, then in Dal Dvorim says Gemara and Kafwa in the case of the Regel, in the second paragraph of the Kama. So it says there, just by getting up by Nezikim, it's considered that the Rav Chaim, then it's to do the Rav Chaim in Hilchos Shkenim. Rosh Hashanah mentioned that actually last year also. So it's considered ma'aseh b'yadayim, removing the force with which holds it. In his lap he had a stone. In the stone he stood up. Somebody fell down and hurt somebody.
So by Nezikin it has a
thing. By other inyanim. So it's considered, when we don't require koach gavra, so considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's considered his ma'aseh, and he was thus removing it. There's many applications in Kothar also. But here, here's a special Kseras HaKosav that you require Kothar Gavra. If you require Kothar Gavra, some male is no good. Even though it's considered Maisa via Dime, it's attributed to the person himself, let's say it's his Maisa, but the Gavish Chita, just to say, you say, removing the force of that which was called. In other words, that's not good enough. Hasras Koach HaMoneh, removing the force of his lap is a stone, so stone falls out. So just removing it, if it comes from his hand, let's say the wind, so the wind is a mice of the wind, can't say that's not, but if he just, he has it in his hand and through, he releases the force, so that with the hand is being contained in his hand, so that's not considered, a mice of the wind.